AUK remains silent on Joe Biden's border conditions for migrants. By John Binder on March 23, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has remained silent as photos leak of crowded conditions at federal facilities along the United States-Mexico border operated by President Joe Biden's administration. For years, Ocasio-Cortez attacked former President Trump's administration for holding border crossers at federal facilities rather than releasing them into the U.S. interior. In 2018, for instance, Ocasio-Cortez compared Trump's zero-tolerance policy to ethnic cleansing and later called federal facilities concentration camps. That is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps, Ocasio-Cortez said of the facilities where border crossers are routinely held after being apprehended. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing and we need to do something about it. This week, though, Ocasio-Cortez has remained silent as Project Veritas's James O'Keefe released photos from inside a Texas federal facility where migrants can be seen separated by plastic in crowded spaces with little to no social distancing. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, also leaked photos showing the conditions. Likewise, federal immigration officials released photos from inside a federal facility in Donna, Texas, where migrants can be seen crowded in close quarters and sectioned off by plastic barriers. As Breitbart News reported in May 2020, Ocasio-Cortez told Democrat voters that they needed to support Biden against Trump in the presidential election because we have had kids in cages. I think right now just the stakes are too high when it comes to another 4 years of Trump. And it's, you know, for a lot of communities, this is an issue of life and death. We have had kids in cages, Ocasio-Cortez claimed. The crowded conditions for border crossers and federal facilities come after Biden's administration ended former President Trump's Remain in Mexico program and cooperative asylum agreements with Central America that ended the process of catch and release. For weeks, Biden's administration has been blasted for refusing to allow the media into the federal facilities. This week, Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, called the facilities run by Biden unacceptable and inhumane. Since Biden took office, illegal immigration has skyrocketed. In the Texas Rio Grande Valley sector along the U.S.-Mexico border, for example, an official said his agents have apprehended more than 34,000 border crossers so far in March. Ocasio-Cortez's office did not respond to a request for comment on the federal facilities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.